This episode of TMS is brought to you in part by Squarespace at squarespace.com. Use them to make a fantastic blog, website, portfolio, online store, and more. For 10% off your account, use morning at checkout at squarespace.com. And by Harry's. For guys like you that want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to harrys.com and get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code MORNING when you check out at harrys.com.
I think we should record. Hey, everybody, we're going to record.
All right, here goes. Coming up on TMS, Marvel is doing a lot of weird stuff.
Do not drink that lake water.
How bad do you want to kill that spider?
Seth MacFarlane is in trouble over Ted.
Where's Casey Kasem's body?
We read a lot of emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
In every inch of Lava's snowy lather, 50,000 tiny scrubbers remove the deep dirt from skin crevices between fingers around fingernails. With Lava, hands soiled by machine oil, grease, or grime come sparkling clean in 30 to 50 seconds. Mothers know Lava is wonderful for cleaning children's grimy knees, hands, elbows. And housewives everywhere are discovering the magic of Lava.
Leave your feathered companion outside.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
Morning Stream. A little dab will do ya.
Ooh. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the Morning Stream. Weird noise to make.
Ooh. That's something going into your skin crevices.
Right.
Making that noise.
Lava. I need some lava.
Lava.
Now, do you say lava or lava?
I say lava.
I do, too.
Like a normal person.
Like a normal person.
Like a normal person.
GIF, not GIF.
You say lava. I say lava.
Lava. Sabbat. Lavatage.
Lavatage.
We're here, and we're going to do a show, and good morning. It's 8:09 a.m. Mountain Time Zone, the only time zone that matters, on Thursday, July 17th, 2014. Happy birthday to David Hasselhoff. Turns the ripe old age of I don't know.
Sure.
Happy birthday to Disneyland.
You
were
happy
born in the
Disneyland.
50s at some point on this day.
Like this day? Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here, hold on.
When you wish upon a star.
Let's see who else we got here. Luke Bryan, country singer.
Oh, okay.
Turns 38 today. Happy birthday
nice.
To him.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Donald Sutherland.
This new segment that we're
doing
here.
Is good, right? The birthday?
Yeah,
it's like
a segment, yes.
What's the
Willard
romper
Scott
room?
And some Smucker's Jam need to sponsor this thing.
Hey, she looks great, doesn't she?
She looks
look
really
at Mildred.
Good.
Mildred's 193.
She doesn't look like an old raisin at all.
Hasn't moved in the last 6 months, but we think she's still kicking it.
Exactly. Excelsior. Donald Sutherland, age 79. So old man Sutherland still kicking it. 79. Born today. In 19 something. Phyllis Diller has a birthday today. Is she dead? I think she's dead. I think so.
I don't think so. I think Phyllis Diller's still alive.
All right. Star of the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Jason Clarke.
No. Never mind. Phyllis Diller died 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. She's out.
Yeah.
His birthday is today. Good job, Jason Clarke, representing the Australian. Corey Hart.
Oh, Ryan. Sunglasses at Night Man.
James Cagney. Art Linklater. Isn't he the... He was the baseball guy. That's 2 hours.
No. Art Linkletter is famous quotationist. I mean, he also did the Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He died in 2010.
Oh.
Finally, Cory Doctorow. Author, auteur, internet sensation, Cory Doctorow and I share a birthday. Happy birthday to all these
people. He's a smart guy on the internet.
Well, he sure is.
That's his claim to fame. I'm a smart guy on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, finally. Sorry. One more.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Savad. He's age 37. He's a hockey player. So happy birthday to him. Don't know who that is. But
Mark Savad.
Savad. And, I was one day off from being born when Vin Diesel was born. Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson Mandela.
Wow.
These are way cooler people. Richard Branson.
One day, I know, exactly. Thursday, you get David Hasselhoff. Friday, you get Nelson Mandela.
Yeah. Hunter S. Thompson. Red Skelton. Listen to these names. One day off. James Brolin. How badass is that guy?
Oh, wow. No kidding.
All right. This is a This is a rabbit hole. I'm getting out of it now. I'm getting out. I'm getting out.
But you know, happy birthday to you, Scott Johnson.
What?
I know that that's one birthday that you forgot to mention in this cavalcade of birthday wishes.
Indeed. And I'll always know that I'm younger than Vin Diesel. That makes me happy. So there you go.
Well, are you though, or is it the same
by
year?
By 2 years.
Okay.
Tomorrow he'll be 47. So I will be, 2 years then.
2 years and a day.
Almost 2 years and a day younger than Vin Diesel.
Nice.
He was a 2-year-old little jerk when I was born.
1 year and 364 days. Sorry. Did the math wrong.
Get the math right, Brian. If there's anything we can do on the show,
let's get
the math right. All right. So let's talk about some stuff. I'm going to pull up a chair here.
All right.
Let's do this. Let me pull up a chair like I'm going to tell a story.
Let the fire.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get this right here. Okay. Oh, gosh. All right. I'm good. I'm okay now. All right. I got to tell you a story, a little story. Everyone get around the campfire here.
Tuck in.
I'm going to tell you a story about, we need music for tucking in, don't we? Do we have that?
Tucking in music? Yeah. It does seem like the, come listen to a story from a guy named Scott.
A company named Marvel did a bunch of weird stuff all in the same week. And here's one of them. Marvel is replacing Steve Rogers. So we heard about the Thor change. It's going to be a lady for a while.
Sure.
We all see it for what it is, which is partial. Yay! We like the empowerment of women. I'm into that. But also, Marvel, you're just doing a stunt. So, way to go, right? Now they're doing another one.
Okay.
Marvel is replacing Steve Rogers. And the headline reads, with the first black Captain America. Really, all he's doing is he's passing the shield on to his longtime friend, the Falcon.
Right.
Sam Wilson.
I'd argue that U.S. Agent was the first black Captain America.
Oh, did
it wasn't black, but the costume was black. Does that count for something?
U.S.
Agent?
U.S. Agent. Hold on. I'm not I'm not as familiar with that character as I should be.
Maybe
there
he
is.
U.S.A. Gent.
Oh, U.S.A. Yes, he's a U.S.A. Gent. Quite a gent, that U.S.A. I see him now.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's some cool shots of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a badass. All right. I want to know more about him. I know nothing of him now. Or not nearly enough.
He was just kind of the black costume Captain America for a while. He was a different guy. He was kind of like the War Machine to Iron Man's to Iron Man, you know, the.
Well, so it wasn't Steve Rogers. Was it another super soldier?
It was a different guy. I don't know if he did the super soldier serum thing, but.
All right. Yeah. Well, who I don't even know what to believe anymore.
I can't remember. I honestly can't even remember who the name of the character who, the secret identity.
Yeah.
John F. Walker was the.
Wow.
Was the member. Yeah. There you go.
Well, comic readers already love the Falcon, so this isn't a huge deal for them. But for the public who's hungry for more ridiculous headline bait, this sounds like, ooh.
Oh,
first
a
woman, now a black guy.
What are you doing to my Marvel?
What are you doing, Marvel? Marvel's making big changes this year. Special announcement made on the Colbert Report this evening. This was yesterday. The comics giant is preparing to have Steve Rogers pass his star-spangled shield on to Sam Wilson, aka the Falcon, as the first black Captain America. The shift comes only a day after Marvel revealed plans to change yet another founding Avenger, Thor, into a woman this fall. And follows with Marvel's overall push for more diversity in its biggest titles. Did anyone remind them that this is all going to be real temporary?
Yeah, exactly.
Like this, this is just retrofitting existing.
This is just what Marvel does, and it usually doesn't get, this kind of attention. I mean, when major characters get killed off, like Captain America a couple of years ago, or Spider-Man, reveals his identity, secret identity of the world, that somehow makes the news. But for some reason now, because Marvel's movies are so damn popular, every single thing that Marvel does.
And I think they know it.
Yeah,
I think this is a big push to sell comics.
Oh, sure.
True diversity, let me just say this. True diversity and interesting character changes comes from new characters. It doesn't come from you fiddling around with existing stuff that you know you're going to switch back on. So, as much as I'm all for getting rid of old tropes, working on new ideas, that's not what this is.
Mm-hmm.
This is all what ifs. This is all just playing around.
It's what ifs that just happen to fit normal continuity.
Yeah, if you think the new Thor in Thor 3 is going to be a lady, you're up in the cracked creek. That's not going to happen.
up in the cracked creek?
You're up
creek?
In the cracked creek.
Is that a thing?
I don't think it is. I think I made it up just now. But now it has meaning. Creek. Now it has a meaning. Now you're up the cracked creek. What is it? I can't even pull meaning out of it.
I don't even know what that means.
They reveal.
Oh my gosh, North Star is gay. Quick, alert the media.
The Colbert Report got to announce the changes altogether fitting. Cap's shield has been on display on the show since early 2007. Remember that?
There are four new Spider-Man. Peter Parker's in hiding.
Freaking the Green Lantern was a black guy for a while. When did that happen? See, this has been going on for years.
Superman died.
Right. Superman. Remember when Superman died? Who the hell is Steel anyway?
Right. And who were the other? So who were the other three?
There was Steel. Blue Panties and Uncle Fart. Uncle Fart was a... I don't remember their names.
I'll save that for Name That Nerd. Name the four Supermen that replaced Superman when he died.
That's a really good one.
And Red and Blue don't count, like the Red and Blue Energy ones, because those came later.
Let's see. In Captain America 21, Rogers fights his greatest foe yet in the Iron Nail, only to have the villain drain him of all the super soldier serum, keeping him young and super strong. As a result, Cap has not only depowered, but has aged like an old man almost immediately. So that's how the story is going.
Sure.
I don't think they are playing on this like it's some kind of big racial diversity thing. The Falcon's been there forever. He's his closest ally. Yes, he's going to give the shield to him. And guess how long he'll have it? He'll have it as long as it takes for Steve Rogers to get his freaking powers and youthfulness back.
Exactly.
That's how that'll go. So quit acting everybody like this is some kind of, oh, look at the diverse. There's two voices happening.
I just welcome this diversity in our comics culture. This is such a fantastic moment in history.
They're doing that. And then on the other hand, you got people going, man, why'd you get to change my characters and make them black? That's so stupid. This is so forced and contrived and PC. And all it's going to do is sell a bunch of comics. Marvel knows that. That's why they're doing it. Then today, I didn't even put this in here. Today we'd find out that who's the guy in the runway model show? Peter. Oh, he red carpets for the Oscars now.
I love what you're wearing. Where'd you get it?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's
not Peter.
Not Peter. No. Hello, designers.
Hello, designers. Guy. Okay, listen.
Let's.
I'm gonna kick your ass if you come out here in that dress again. Blah blah.
Gun,
that guy.
Gun. Peter. Peter Gunn.
Not Peter Gunn. It's
Peter Gunn.
No, it's not Peter Gunn.
It's not Peter Gunn?
It's,
I want to say Peter Gunn. Pedro Gunn.
Is it Peter Gunn?
Peter Efron?
Oh, my God. Tim Gunn.
Tim Gunn.
Peter Gunn was...
No, that wasn't Peter Gunn. That was...
Yes.
That was something Gunn, not Peter Gunn.
All right, do a quick little Google search right now, Scott.
Peter Gunn theme.
Art of Noise. Peter... Gun.
Was it Peter Gunn? Hold on. That is Peter Gunn.
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that
Thank
it was composed much. And conducted by Henry Mancini? Did you know that?
I did know that.
All right. That's not the important part. The important part is...
Tim Gunn. Hello, designers.
Tim Gunn. Hello, designers. I'm going to be in Iron Man suit now.
He is... There's an issue, some miniseries of Iron Man comics where he's going to be in the suit.
Where Tim Gunn is going to be in the suit?
Yeah. Oh. This is like the Obama cover for the Spider-Man issue.
Exactly, right.
That's what they do, guys. That's my job here today is not to say either direction or either reaction is wrong or bad or good or whatever. I am just revealing the truth of it, which is Marvel and DC, they do this. They have a long history of doing this, and just because it's the first time you're hearing about it doesn't mean that you can't be educated and go, "Oh, you know what? I don't want to be duped here. They're doing this again, and I should just either enjoy it for what it is or ignore it because it's not significant. It's no big deal."
You know what's funny is the way they're doing it, though, this time by like making a big reveal on The View and then making a big reveal on The Colbert Report. You know, it's like these exclusives that they're giving to TV shows that usually mainstream. Don't have anything to do with comic books.
Right, right. You know what that means? I know what that means. It means that...
Hello, Cleveland, you're on. Dazzler is a lesbian. Let's go.
Let's go to Chicago. Zoo. Chicago. What do you say about it? I feel like this just is, you know, this is now Marvel as a not subculture small, thing that only kids are into. This is a sign that, you know, adults have grown up with comics. This is a sign that a corporation as large as Disney owns it. They can have this kind of play. The movies have given them a lot of cred, so they can kind of say these things and do these things and make a bigger deal out of it. I mean, they're just taking advantage of some PR growth. That's all.
Sure.
And DC, once again, and Warner Brothers, plenty big. In fact, they probably own half the shows these things are being announced on. Mm-hmm. Are just going, oh shit! You know, we could have totally done that. What are we doing? Like, they do this a lot. There are a lot of catch up going on over there.
Yeah.
Although you got to give some credit to that this explosive viral quality of the new Batgirl stuff that was going on over Twitter.
That helped a lot. You know, it's a comic renaissance right now.
Big
it's
time.
Really.
I'm not going to complain about any of this.
No.
I mean, it's going to have its weird moments where you're going to go, really, Tim Gunn, really? But then on the whole, though, we're going to benefit because this is better exposure for one of the mediums we love. So take that. All right.
Right.
That's it. That's all I had to say about that.
Okay. Well done.
Now we're going to call Daryl.
Okay. We'll do that too.
Let me do that right now. Let's see if it works still. Skype was such a poo yesterday. Such a big poo that I don't know what to do. The big poo. All right. Here's his theme. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by...
Hey, kids, do you like death rays? Yeah, space lizards? Yeah, chemtrails? Yeah, and mind control? Yeah. Too bad. Join the weekly bleep as we take down conspiracy theories, talk tech, and screw up the news. That's theweeklybleep.com, because it just got silly.
You know that when you did that? Yeah. It reminded me of what height you reached
Eminem?
With the in the year 3000.
The year 3000.
It was intense.
I have a killer falsetto just, you know, in the quiver anytime we need to pull that arrow out.
Yeah. Pulling the arrow out of the quiver. I know what you're saying. Listen, here's the deal. We have that video being processed right now. So those asking about Nerdtacular video, that stuff's all being edited and worked on and correct, light and color corrected and all the stuff you do. And will be to me hopefully soon. So watch for that. Coming soon.
Cool.
All of it. Especially Frog Pants All-Stars, which I know a lot of people have been not listening to because they want to see it.
Yeah, you got to see the video. I mean, it does let you play along with movie poster Taboo because you can't see the answers.
Virtual
so
blindfold,
you're kind
right?
of in yeah. you're kind of in the same boat as the contestants.
Totally.
But,
totally. How come Captain Black America, what do you call him?
Blacked in American?
No, America? USA Gent, that guy?
Oh, US Agent, yeah.
Uh-huh. He has... Oh, it is USA Gent, isn't it?
Well, it's US Agent, like the...
But the way they write it makes it look like the way you said it. That's really funny.
He's a USA Gent.
It's the USA Gent. He's such a gentleman.
Followed by his buddy, old USSR chap.
Yeah. Anyway, my point is his shield is not... In some pictures, his shield is Captain America's shield, and in some, it's this weird big eagle thing with like a big deal. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Daryl, you're on the line. What's going on?
I am, yes.
Daryl in Seattle. So listen, Daryl, you're here because it's Stump a Trek Nerd time, and we're going to do a little Stump a Trek Nerd. You're a nerd in Star Trek, and we're going to ask you questions, and you're going to feel good about it. How do you feel about that?
Oh, but first,
yeah.
You're going to talk about a fire that happened in this state.
Oh, is there a fire going on? I missed it.
That happened in your state?
My state?
You know, the spider thing?
Oh, what?
How to kill a spider?
We've got that later.
Oh, we got that later. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we totally got that.
Do you not know the order we do things here?
I don't know.
Trek questions, then house news. Fire stories.
Yeah, Trek questions, and we kick your sorry ass off the show. Then we get to the...
Weirdos in Florida, then Justin Bieber, then music.
Right, and then sometimes emails. we got that one coming, and that's a hell of a thing. Did that happen where... Oh, it did happen near you.
Yeah, we used to live... 2 blocks from that house.
Oh, no way, really?
Oh, gosh, dude.
Wow.
Well, we also have... You know what? Today's two main news stories are both Washington, a.k.a. like Seattle area stories.
Wow.
So you'll enjoy both these.
The insulation for that house, if it was like ours, is newspaper.
Oh, my gosh. Is it truly? Like, it's just straight up paper in there? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I pulled newspaper out of the wall one time in 1942.
Really?
1942.
Doesn't roll off the tongue as easy as 1930.
No.
This just in. 1930s houses stuffed with newspaper. That's a news story, I think. Good Lord. All right, Daryl, let's do your Star Trek stuff.
So they needed all the insulation for the war effort.
Right? Well, they're war bonds. Buy war bonds and stuff them in your wall today.
That's what they did back then.
Bow your heads and kneel and worship because it's Scott's birthday, says Mike. Kneel before Scott. Happy birthday, homie, he says. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. In the next generation, it's the Spanish version of Next Generation, episode Sarek, the Enterprise is transporting Sarek, old man Spock, you know, his old man there, for a diplomatic mission, meaning Spock's old man, not Spock as an old man. Mm-hmm. Sarek begins accidentally projecting, I said vomit, projecting negative emotions on the Enterprise crew. This causes them to act out. That always bugged me this episode because there was never any indication that even though they got grumpy in their weird puberty periods and stuff, that they could project that onto other people. I thought that was a little bit of a weird conceit. Right. But
cause it out, externally.
Well, one time Spock escaped from a cave or something by projecting stuff through the wall.
That's true. That's also dumb, though. It's like the Hulk being able to make other people mad just by looking at him. You know, like, oh, I'm looking at you. The gamma rays are coming out of me and getting into you just a little bit. What condition is Sarek suffering in this episode? So what is causing this to happen?
Bendai syndrome.
Is it the Bendai syndrome? Is it the Doric syndrome? Is it the Rumdoic syndrome or the Shalaft syndrome? We'll just pretend that Daryl doesn't already know this. We're just going to keep moving on as if we don't know. All right, we got some exciting, exciting things to put in our mouths right now. Hold on a second.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
Oh, that crap. Someone moved my box. I'll go grab it. But I think, you guys pick. I'll be right back.
Well, okay.
We're
opening the package that you already opened that Scott just found.
Oh, yes. I am pretending. I thought this was going to be something else that I was expecting, so that's why I opened it.
I'm back. What'd you open? What'd you do?
Well, no, we were talking about the Geek Gear package.
Let's do that real quick. Okay. Let's do that. So we got these packages from Geek Gear. Someone cracked mine open. I didn't. I think my wife did. I
could have U.S. Mail cracked mine open, but not.
I could have her federally prosecuted for tampering with mail. But I won't.
She's so really, I'm the only one who's really actually opening this.
Yeah, well, I'm going to kind of open it. Okay. Oh, look at that. Is this a Fez?
They're dice bags.
I thought it was a Fez.
Dice bag.
Look, it could be a Fez.
Oh, my God, this is so cool. On one side, this is so cool.
So
it's got
like
the Coverville logo.
Oh, let me see. Hold it up.
I am. Coverville on one side.
Oh, look at that.
And then the other side. Musical notation.
Oh, okay. Well, look at mine. Mine, first of all, looks like something my aunt would wear.
Oh, it does look like a Fez.
Doesn't it? Mine says GURP on one side and Obey on the other. Although it should be Obey Henry, but that's okay. We'll obey GURP as well. But look at that. These are great. It's all tiger patterned is the point.
This is really cool fabric.
Dice bags. And it's got a draw string.
Yeah. Mine's red, like a red shirt, and on one side it has the Starfleet symbol, like on their uniform.
That's awesome.
And on the other side it says Trek Nerd.
Aw, these are so cool.
These are way cool. Yeah. Oh, I'm still going to use this with Marvel Dice Masters.
I'm glad I waited until my
birthday. Game that everyone's playing.
Because you know what? As my birthdays get further into the future, I really don't need anything. I don't want anything, really. I mean, there's nothing I want or need. And once in a while, someone will surprise me with something. But generally, I just don't get anything for my birthday anymore. So this is nice that I opened this today because this is actually kind of a rad gift.
Totally. Yeah. Thank you, Vro Baby and Geek Gear.
Yeah, this is so cool.
Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry for thinking it was a Fez for a minute. Although that was kind of a cool idea too. But
yeah. Fezes are awesome.
Yeah,
so
Fez is cool. Fez is okay.
And it's not just a cloth thing, but on the inside, it's like a double layered thing.
It's
the
it's
outside
fancy.
Layer and then the inside black.
Yeah, it's
stuff.
Fancy. Mm-hmm. It's like I feel like I could keep my my illicit diamonds in here, you know?
Watch this. Here we go. I'm going to actually put it to the test and see if it works.
You're going to put your diamonds in it?
Here's dice. There we go.
Ah, holds dice.
It holds dice.
Nice.
Success.
And it doubles as a fez for someone with a tiny head. Like a little monkey. Isn't that it's a movie thing. Do you guys remember what growing up movies always had? If there were diamonds to steal, mm-hmm. it was always like a black felt thing that you would pull apart, lay out, and all the diamonds would be inside of this like velvet.
Yeah, a little felt bag. Yeah, a little black felt bag.
That was always the way. Why is that?
That's how you transport dice or diamonds.
dice.
I'm
stealing the dice. All right. Well, that was all very fun, and we're also going to eat some now. I'm just going to go ahead and call it. Let's have the green shrimp sushi looking deal. Bag. All right. You see that? Daryl, this doesn't have linglish. Linglish? It doesn't have any linglish on it.
Does it say tortellines?
It says it says Jack and Jill at the top. It's super green, then goes kind of black, and then there's big giant shrimp.
Well, that's a different thing.
Sushi things. Oh, at the very bottom is a yellow bar that says salmon, sushi, wasabi.
I'm not seeing that.
Did you not get that?
That's in the same thing as the last thing we ate, the shrimp. Huh, I'm not seeing that.
If you don't,
I have weird cans of pop in here, too.
Hold it up on the camera for a sec, Scott. Let me flip over to Skype.
It's possible I only have this. Or it's possible I'm the only one that has this. It's possible. I said that like I was having a stroke. It's possible I only have this.
Well, I found the tortellines.
Okay, well, maybe they gave us different stuff. I didn't get any cans of pop.
That is scary. Strawberry flavored beef jerky from Canada.
You know what really weirds me out is I got five plastic forks.
I'm guessing this is supposed to look like that.
Let me see. Oh my gosh! What's that?
It is a. It looks like a Little Debbie Swiss roll that has had everything fall on it in this bag.
Oh, that's terrible! All right. Well, did everybody get the bag of?
Did you get the little pink and white snowball looking things?
No.
There's a bag of crushed up something that looks chocolatey.
I think we all got mixed things.
Oh, crispy rolls.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Crispy rolls.
All right, you guys do crispy rolls. I'll do this bag of shrimpy things nobody got.
It's more like crushed dust now, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to open this up.
I have three flavors. I have taro, jackfruit, and durian.
Jackfruit. That's a great...
Do you have all three, Daryl?
Taro.
Oh,
the taro flavor.
You guys are suddenly not... You don't know it yet, but you're glad you didn't get this salmon sushi chip thing.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. The smell coming out of there? It's like a fish market in Chinatown. Woo! All right, I'll eat one of these.
Oh, that's cool. Ooh. Yeah. Big thanks to Daniel for sending these.
Yeah, that's all I'm eating of that.
All right, I'm eating a taro-flavored...
Woo. Oh, that smells so good.
The taro? Oh, that does. Mm.
Oh. I'm just going to put this on my mouth and keep it there all day.
Hey, Mike. It's a good one right there. Oh, goodness. Woo. I don't know about that.
Mm. Oh, that's chewy.
That's some rough business.
Well, it's good.
You guys got something good. I did not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yum.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Good night, everybody.
Taro-flavored crispy rolls. Ask for it by name.
Yeah, I do. Why not?
Did you guys get cans of stuff?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't.
Nope. I got a can of lychee-flavored.
Yeah. Lychee-flavored.
Lychee-flavored something. And then a can of aloe vera soda.
Yeah, I got a blue can, what is this can? Oh, that's aloe vera, and then a clear one.
I have aloe vera juice in my fridge, but I like purposely bought that.
Do you drink that?
Yeah.
Have you drank that?
I have. It's good. It's supposed to be good for, like, what ails you.
Cool.
It's supposed to be. It's good for like ulcers, or in my case, that the freaking the diverticulitis is supposed to be a pretty good treatment for.
Oh,
that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it's any kind of miracle cure, but it, you know, it's supposed to heal up and shore up tissue and things like that. There's some precedence for it. It tastes like grass water. It's like drinking grass water.
And eats grass.
And it eats the grass, right.
By the way.
End times, yeah.
At some point, very, very soon, you guys are going to have some Oreo cookies arriving at your door.
Oh, great. Those are always hard for me to put down. That'll be, if yes. I get more Oreo cookies, that's a sign of...
End times.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. And I credited Bro Baby, by the way, Dwayne and Christina Coyle from Geek Gear. Thank you so much for the dice bags. And thank you, Daniel, a.k.a. Shaladin, on the internet for the big box of weird stuff.
I like it. Wild, weird stuff.
Did you guys get little plastic spoons that have goo stuck on them?
Nope. I got a bunch of five different plastic forks with nothing on them. I don't know why I got them.
And nothing, I got none of that.
There's nothing in here to eat with a fork.
It's hilarious.
I feel like he's playing with me. I mean, there's cold
Jell-O. Packs. Jell-O packets. Did you guys get Jell-O packets?
Nope.
No.
Sabores Surtiditos.
Oh.
Did you guys get, this is fascinating radio, but did you guys get Ritter Sport, another limited edition Ritter Sport candy thing?
No.
See, I don't know why it's all different. I don't know what's happening here.
You know, I just found a giant bag, so maybe I do have that stuff.
All right, well, we'll do it later. I just realized how this last 10 minutes must sound to people. All right, we're going to go back to your, birthdays. Who?
Yeah, maybe if we stall long enough, maybe he'll forget the answer to the question.
Yeah, maybe. Do we know, are there any other birthdays today that I should be excited about that share my birthday in Star Trek world?
Well, there are three, and I'll just pick one, well, besides the obvious, and that is Margot Rose. She's 58 today. She played Picard's wife on The Inner Light.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, well, love that episode.
Fantabulous. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a boring birthday share. Something. But that's fine. That's totally fine. All right, Daryl, let's get back to your question. You got this here deal where you got these syndromes. You got the Bendy, the Dorak, the Andromic, or the Shaft Laughter, Shalafts syndrome. Shaft Laughter. Laughing at the Shaft. Samuel L. Jackson laughing at him. So what do you think is, which one of these do you think? Where do you go? It feels like you might know already.
Oh, this is one of my favorite episodes, so... I have to know.
Yeah, it's your job to know.
Yeah, so I will have to pick A.
A, is it A?
Congratulations!
It is A.
You're a winner!
Suffering from this syndrome, some of his aides are able to help him control it for a while, but during a concert on the Enterprise, a crew starts to fight with each other. Other crew members also become violent. Skeletor gets upset with Wesley and then does a lot of what us wanted to do, it says. Slap the hell out of him. Here's a thing of that happening. Here's Crusher slapping her kid.
I got a message. You wanted to see me?
I thought you were going to be at the concert last night.
I said I may be going. Suzanne wanted to go to the Arboretum.
Captain Picard asked me where you were. I don't like making excuses for you.
Excuses? Come on, Mom. It wasn't an official function.
Listen, young man. You have responsibilities, and I want you to live up to them.
Don't you think you're overreacting a little?
Don't talk back to me.
Okay, I won't.
Where do you think you're going?
Away from you.
And then I just slapped him really hard. I slapped Wesley.
Amp him up! This is the Ice Worm Amp him! High five him! Amp him up!
What the heck was that bit at the end?
I don't know
what's happening.
It sounded
there.
Familiar, like a voice we should recognize.
That's maybe April or something. I could be wrong. This just in, my whole family's standing here for some reason. What are we doing? Oh, come on over. Oh, what's this? Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. You guys don't want to be on camera? They don't want to be on camera. Oh! Oh, that's very sweet. They brought me breakfast and sang me a song.
Yay.
Thanks, you guys. They don't want to be on camera, though. Kim will be on camera. Give me a kiss.
Oh, give us a kiss.
Oh, sweet.
Thanks, guys. They're so sweet. Thanks, Carter, for not dropping everything you walked into. She knocked over some stuff. Anyway, thank you. All right. That was very nice.
Yay. Didn't know they were bringing that in. I'm glad I could be here for that.
It was a sweet little Johnson moment there at the house. And it's eggs and toast, so I'm starving. All right. Hey, good job, Daryl. Way to go. There's your dumb clip. What's left? Oh, to tell you that Daryl can be found on the internet at The Trek Nerd. You can also find him at thisweekatrek.com. And the show, The Grumpy Cast, with freaking Hammond Chamberlain, where they sit around and talk about grumpy shit. Let's now move on to Daryl's going to play a game with us called what?
Is this a Star Trek thing or a Harry Potter thing?
Here's your theme.
Drop that bird, you bucket of bolts.
All right. Go.
Vila.
That's a house repair thing.
Yeah, thing.
Is it a Star Trek thing or a bucket of bolts? What?
Oh,
it was a home repair or a flooring, right?
Flooring.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter. Oh. That's right. That's right.
Harry flooring. Come on.
Vila.
This is a trick question.
It's going to be some woman's name in either one of those universes. I'm going to say Harry Potter thing.
I'll say.
Well, I'm leaning towards that. What do you think,
I'll
Scott?
Say Potter. Yeah, we'll say Potter. How'd we do?
Well, it was a beautiful woman, but when enraged, they grow beaks and scaly wings, and it's Harry Potter.
Yay! I almost pushed this button. Oh! I'm glad I didn't, because we got it right. Daryl, good job. Go away now. There you go. That sounded bad. Go away, Daryl. all right. Thank you for that. What are we doing now?
Crotchety.
I know, right? Get off my lawn.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It is the news.
It's brought to you by the following. You may recall that Gary, a.k.a. Garmachi from the Tadpool, and now known as Green Giant, started hiking the Appalachian Trail on May 10th. Well, Green Giant is about to cross the halfway point. For a taste of his life on the Appalachian Trail, go to wheresthenextshelter.com. There have been many adventures in the past, 1,000 miles, and there will surely be many more to come. Learn how to hike naked at wheresthenextshelter.com today.
Appalachian.
There you go.
Got it. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
So here's your Washington news. Daryl, hope you're listening. Over 200 people contracted a mystery virus while swimming in a Washington lake. Oof. All at once. Authorities announced they temporarily closed Horseshoe Lake in Kitsap County, Washington, after over 200 people who visited and swam in the lake got sick from a mysterious viral outbreak. The Kitsap Public Health System District thing and Kitsap County Parks. Boy, I don't like that name.
Kitsap?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I'm sorry you don't.
It sounds like a thing like parents would give their kids to make them stop throwing up in the 1800s.
Get them some Kitsap.
Yeah. Just a nice bowl. Oh, it tastes terrible.
From a kit tree, yeah. Right,
but it does wonders to the body. Let's see, they refer to the outbreak as a, quote, norovirus type illness. The victim said to be suffering from extreme nausea, cramps, and chronic diarrhea. Diarrhea. Let's see. Actually, do I have that clip? I do.
Diarrhea.
They all get diarrhea. Health officials ask anyone who visited the lake between July 10th and July 13th to be extra thorough in washing hands. Authorities are also telling anyone experiencing viral-like symptoms to report to public health district and seek medical attention if the symptoms last for more than 24 hours. So beware of the lake, the Kitsap County freaking Horseshoe Lake. Maybe there's a horse. There's like a dead, rotting horse in there.
Riding in the grate.
That's what my wife said. She said, what if there's like an animal dad down there and they just don't know it? I thought, well, that's a decent theory.
Yeah.
Could be. I think your hands.
Float, though.
Yeah, wash everything. Don't wash just your hands.
Yeah, right.
Also, this whole fire deal. This is what Daryl wanted to mention.
Yes.
Fire.
Two blocks from Daryl's old house.
Oh, I can't believe it. Man sets house afire trying to kill a spider with a lighter and a spray paint gun or can.
I can't believe this didn't work.
Yeah, amazing. Mm-hmm. Fire officials say West Seattle man. What's he do?
Really, really close to the sound. And can hear it from his house.
Wow. That power does no good for him.
Can hear the Puget Sound.
Fantastic. Yeah. using a lighter and a can of spray paint to kill a spider in his laundry room went when the house went up in flames. Firefighters originally battled the blaze from a distance after learning that there may be an ammunition inside. From a distance. Crews were eventually able to extinguish the fire, but not before it did significant damage to the structure. The man who lives in the house told fire officials he was trying to kill a spider in his laundry room using a can of spray paint and a lighter when the wall caught fire. This kind of supports Daryl's theory that there's newspaper in that wall.
Mm-hmm.
According to Kyle Moore of the Seattle Fire Department, the man wasn't able to put out the fire himself, and he left the home and it began to spread. I don't want to encourage people to do this, but that's what I did, says Moore. I don't want to encourage you to do this, but that's what I did. The spider tried
to... No, that's what he did.
Oh, he did. Oh, that's what Moore says, yeah.
I don't want to encourage people to do this, but that's what he did.
That's a weird thing to say still.
It really is, yeah.
The spider tried to get into the wall. He sprayed flames on the wall, lit the wall on fire, and then it extended to the ceiling, and the rest is history. So I would just recommend squish the spider next time.
Yes, a shoe, perhaps.
But,
using this technique... At the very best, you're going to have a dead spider on the wall surrounded by 3 square feet of red paint.
Right. What are you doing? I mean, I'm no expert, Brian. And I've panicked when things have bitten me before, or I've been freaked out by the size of a spider, but never to the point where I bring a flamethrower to the job. It doesn't need that. Just smash it with a shoe or whack it with a piece of paper or something. Do something. All right. That's your news. Hey, we got a sponsor for the next few episodes I'm pretty excited about. We talked about him briefly in a segment before, but do you want to be a hero action figure, Brian? Do you want to be a superhero?
I do. I've been looking at this Kickstarter. I've been really considering it, especially the triple.
I know, right?
The triple order. You know. Get the whole damn family in one shot.
You only have a little bit more time to get in on this. It's the guys over at UKickAss LLC, brand new company created by 3 friends who make action figures that look just like you. As a superhero, and you get to pick the kind of hero you want to be, the sort of archetype you want to be, and it'll be your likeness. I want to see Brian's face on one of those dudes.
It'd be so easy because they don't have to worry about matching my hairstyle or anything like that.
That's right. Frog Pants listeners, that means you TMS listeners, have the opportunity to be among the first to create and receive their personalized superhero action figures. All you got to do is back the You Kick Ass Kickstarter campaign and helping it reach its stretch goals. Donations of 50 or more include a personalized hero with higher pledge levels receiving additional heroes and gifts. Kickstarter campaign is in its final week, so it will conclude on Wednesday of next week, July 23rd. So head over to bit.ly/ukickass or ukickass.com to become a backer. You can also just search it over there on Kickstarter. I searched for superhero action figure, and it was the first one that came up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really awesome. You just upload like a single photo. They 3D print your head based on that photo, mounted on the action figure of your choosing. It's pretty rad.
It is really, really cool.
Personalized 4-panel comic strip detailing your origin story.
Oh, that's awesome.
They range from 6 to 10 inches tall, depending on age and gender. I wonder where I'd be. Probably about 9 inches, probably, on the average.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's funny.
I think so. Huh. 9 inches. Oh, yeah.
Ah.
The model you choose with several hero poses, and you get to choose from whatever you want. There's a ton there. They've already funded, but they've got an amazing bunch of unlocks, and this is just a cool thing. So get on it, folks. Again, that address to go to, the easiest one, I think, is just go to ukickass.com and become a backer today while you can. That's ukickass.com. Go do it today.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop brought to you by
Graham, who's doing a sponsored skydive for the Support Adoption for Pets charity in the UK. They do really great work helping to rehome animals who've either been abandoned or whose owners simply couldn't care for them any longer. Please help out by going to justgiving.com/GrahamLamont2, that's GRAHAM-LAMONT, and the number 2, capitalize Graham and Lamont, and donate as much as you can for a great cause. That's justgiving.com/Graham-Lamont2, and help support it.
Lamont! All right. Seth MacFarlane, you know him? You familiar with his work?
Familiar with him, yes. Okay. With my money, Brian.
Yeah, got the Family Guy there, got your American Dad.
50 Ways to Die in the West, or whatever that thing was called.
Yep. My favorite thing he ever did,
mm-hmm.
Right here. Hold on. This right here. skip ahead. Honey,
look oh, that album.
Listen to that.
Two sleepy people.
What's her name? I can't think of her name, but she's great in that. What's her name? Alicia Keys? Yeah.
Oh, really?
She
oh,
has a. Awesome. She Alicia Keys has an amazing 40s era.
Wow.
Croonery kind of lady voice. It's really good. I wish they'd do more of this stuff. And that is a straight up, like, straight up crooner album.
Genuine there's, album. There's, yeah, yeah.
No parody. It's not goofy or funny. In fact, it's probably didn't sell well as a result because who cares about Seth MacFarlane when he's not being funny, I suppose. But I love it. It is a fantastic album. He worked with Sinatra's voice coaches. He already had a great voice, but it's really, really good.
That's awesome. That is really awesome.
Let me do a little bit more here. I'm skipping. Oh, listen to this stuff. This makes me just want to go back in the to a time I didn't exist in.
What's this called? Music is for music.
Let's see.
Skip. And yet it's anybody's
the album.
Oh, music is better than words. Words. Sorry.
Music is better than words. That's right.
Yeah. Seth MacFarlane. And that's It's Anybody's Spring, that song.
Oh.
So good.
Love that album.
Seth MacFarlane, the comedian, is being sued for ripping off Ted. Now we get into it.
Rutrow
is right. Comedian Seth MacFarlane, and MacFarlane is how I would say it sometimes, is being sued by a California production company for allegedly ripping off the idea for his hit comedy movie, Ted, from them. Video company Bengal Mangle Productions filed suit against MacFarlane and Universal Studios, claiming that they came up with the idea for the vulgar talking teddy bear, which Ted was blatantly based upon first. That's what their claim is. The suit claims that Ted is a stuffed bear that lives in a human adult world with human adult friends, which is very similar to its own Charlie, the Abusive Teddy Bear series. A spokesman for the company described Charlie in a statement saying Charlie is a penchant for drinking, smoking, prostitutes, and generally vulgar yet humorous character. Mm. And is that.
It does that sound wrong. Like Ted, yeah.
Yeah, and they aired on YouTube well before his movie ever did. So
that's what it. So that's where these can be seen. It wasn't it was in a movie or TV
It's entirely
shows.
Possible. I mean,
yeah.
People have stolen less for more or more for less.
Right, right.
What? Yeah, that's what I meant. so there's that. We'll see how that
Archie
all
turns points out in the tadpole that Teddy Ruxpin was first. Weren't people hacking Teddy Ruxpins? I guess they've been doing that recently is making Teddy Ruxpin.
Making him swear and angry and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do that? That seems bad. Don't do that. Teddy Ruxpin Wait, who was my buddy? That was actually a kid, not a bear, right?
Like yeah, it was a little toy person.
It was a boy doll.
Stuffed animal person.
A stuffed animal person.
I mean, come on. The Twilight Zone, you know, had the doll that was rude and abusive, or not abusive, but threatening.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Susie Wetzerpants, and I'm going to kill you.
Chucky, even. Think of Chucky.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean,
the idea of an inanimate object taking on a sarcastic or sardonic or evil tone is not new, but...
Your Honor, might I remind you of the landmark case, The People versus Chucky?
I mean, come on.
Need I say more? The defense rests.
I rest my case. Speaking of case, Casey Kasem.
Tina, yes, that's right. No kidding, Gina. I should have remembered it was Talkie Tina.
Oh, Talkie Tina, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is the, worst 80s era doll-like thing? What do you think it was? Most annoying. What was it?
Mon Chi Chi.
What's Mon Chi Chi?
Mon Chi Chi. Come on. You don't remember Mon Chi Chi?
Mo Chi Chi?
Mon Chi Chi?
Is it Mon Chi Chi?
Mon Chi Chi. So soft and cuddly. Okay, find the YouTube
I'm looking
video.
It up. Hold on. Mon. Oh, that thing.
Mon Chi Chi.
Okay, we're going to play a commercial. Here you go.
It's Mon Chi Chi, girl doll, boy doll. Yep. School time and football fan outfits are each sold separately.
Mon Chi Chi, Mon Chi Chi, oh so soft and cuddly. With a thumb in her mouth, she's really neat. Fun to wiggle with little feet.
I know it. Those are like little monkeys is what they are.
Like little monkeys.
All right.
I don't know what the heck they are, but they were really annoying.
For me, it was any of those dolls that peed.
Sure, like Betsy Wetsy and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and the ones that took a crap and stuff. Like this one, Baby Pee Doll. And that's a newer one. Hold on. Pee Doll. Wait. Pee and Poop Doll. I can't find an actual commercial. It's just people playing with these dolls. But yeah, any of those were like, let's prepare our daughters to be mothers by having the doll take a crap.
Right.
It's awful. Casey Kasem. Mm-hmm. Still missing in a weird way. We know what? He died, right? Been gone for a month now. Died a month ago. Why isn't his body buried yet?
Oh, that's weird.
We don't think things could get any worse, or didn't think they could for Casey Kasem and his family, but he has yet to be buried. A month later, it gets sadder. That's because, according to Casey's daughter, Carrie Kasem, do they all have K's and C's in their name? Come on.
No, they did, yes. All right. It's like George Foreman. Come on.
Holy dumb idea, Batman. The legendary radio personality is still at a funeral home in Tacoma, Washington, a month after his death, just laying there grooving on it. We understand the family matters are deeply personal, and let's put this feud to rest. When Casey passed away last Father's Day, his children knew that he wanted to be buried in Forest Lawn Cemetery in Glendale, California. The children are saying that Casey's second wife, Jean Casey, Kasem. Oh, you know who that is. That's your Tortelli wife. That's
right. Yes, we talked about her before, right?
Yep. She has the rights to the body and has still not made arrangements regarding the burial. Plus, she won't even agree to bring him back to California. We really hope the Kasem family can sort this out. Everybody deserves to be able to rest in peace. All right, fine. That was Perez Hilton, by the way.
Well, not usually a source that we go to here.
Not normally, no. But this idea, listen, Casey Kasem doesn't care. He don't care. We need to quit acting like that body gives two poops about where it's sitting right now. It doesn't care.
Right, exactly.
But for the family's sake, yeah, you need some closure. Mm-hmm. Dig a hole, or, you know, burn the body, or whatever.
Ooh. Well, give him the funeral that he deserves.
Ooh, breaking news.
Keep his feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Breaking news, although I don't know if I should read this.
Uh-oh, really?
Well, it involves... We'd have to recuse ourselves a little because it involves a good friend of the program, one of our own, a frog panter.
What?
Well,
this sounds scandalous.
It's not him specifically, but it looks like the Yogg Ventures game that the Yoggs cast was making that they got $568,000 in funding from Kickstarter for is canceled. And they're not paying anybody back. That seems bad. I do not want to be that telephone right now over there in Bristol, England. That must be ugly. All right. Well, I don't know much about it other than that. Looks like they canceled it. Looks like something to do with the developer sucked or screwed up or couldn't live up to their standards or something. But knowing Terpstra's job, his plate is full today. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. All right. Well, there's that. See ya, Kickstarter. Let's take a break. Before we do, though, Harry's. You know Harry's.
Harry's.
Yeah, they're back. They're back for an episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They sponsored us a while back. Yay.
They did. They're for guys that want to have a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now. I don't know what you're doing, but you go get one of those Gillette deals. Like $38, and then blades are like $5 a blade or some ridiculous
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. That's where they get you, man. They get you on the refills. Boy.
Yeah, why
do they?
It's ridiculous. You ought to do is go to harrys.com and get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code MORNING when you check out. And it's awesome. We love these guys. Innovative company, disrupting the industry, telling those guys like Gillette, hey, man, you may have pulled the wool over the eyes of many people, but we're here to speak the truth. We're going to get up on our horse and go, woohoo, and tell you what's going on. It's just about getting a great shave at a fair price, Brian. That's it. Men have to shave. We get hairy faces. There's no way around it. They focus on giving guys a great shaving experience for the fraction of the price. They have great product design. It's less but better. They didn't go crazy. It's not all weird. It's just a nice, sharp, and cool-looking thing. High-quality blades engineered from their own factory in Germany. Yeah. I trust German engineering, and so should you. That's harrys.com, harrys.com, and check it out. Do it now. Here's the offer. Again, morning at checkout, $5 off your first purchase. That's harrys.com and the promo code morning. All right, we're going to take a break.
Lovely.
Music before we do. When we come back, no Wendy today. She's on her way back from Tennessee, so she couldn't do it.
Okay.
It's a long story why she's there, and she's literally moving in 2 weeks to another country.
Wow.
I don't know how she's holding up. I think things are probably nuts for her right now.
Probably, yeah.
So we won't be doing that, but we will be having an email extravaganza today.
Sweet.
We'll get to all that shortly. But before all that, give me your song.
Sure. This one's going out to Amy. It says, hey, Stock and Bean, I'd like to request a cover to thank my sister Mary for offering to go with me to Nerdtacular in 2014. I suffer from something like agoraphobia, and other than work, I find it hard to leave my house. I've been working really hard at going out and about, and I'm doing better at it, but was not ready to tackle something like N14 on my own. Mary offered to go with me, even though she's only familiar with TMS, and in no way a nerd. We both had a great time, and she helped me be brave enough to ask for pictures.
That's so cool. Mary,
that is cool. Yes.
I love this story. Keep going. I'm relishing in this. This is great.
Totally, totally. Me too. Mary's current feel-good movie is Pitch Perfect, so if you could find a cover of one of the covers in that movie, it would be great. If you can't, I'm sure Brian can find something appropriate as a thank you. Hug a hobo, Amy. Online, she's known as Tedra.
This brother-sister thing is getting to me, man. That's amazing.
Yeah,
totally cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So we're so glad you came out, Amy, and I hope we got a chance to meet out there.
It's hard for me. I don't remember names, but I hope we did. I hope we got to at least shake hands or hang out or get a picture, like
get
you said.
A picture, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, when you think of Pitch Perfect, for me anyway, the first song I think of is kind of a cover. It's the one that Anna Kendrick sings, the cups thing, where she's slapping the cups around and doing the
thing. That one.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, my daughter did that a bunch for a while. She was way into that, and she kept all doing the cups. Yeah.
So lots of a cappella versions of that song. I mean, the song really, you know, as it's originally performed as an a cappella piece. So I wanted to try and find a cover of that song that had some instrumentation. I found a great version by a group called the Banksters. And this is from their 2013 album, Love Has Wheels. Maybe a little tiny bit of a country flavor to it, but it's kind of a crossovery kind of thing. So it's, you know, it's like country that makes it onto regular radio, if you will. I like it. It's cute. And it's Cups When I'm Gone by the Banksters.
Well, let's play it now. And when we come back, all that other stuff I said, I thought I had it handy. Here it is. we will be right back with all that and more. Stay tuned.
I got my ticket for the long way round. Two bottles of whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say? When I'm gone, when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair. You're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Ticket for the long way round, the one with the prettiest of views. It's got mountains, it's got rivers, it's got sights to give you shivers, but it sure would be prettier with you. When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair, you're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. For the long way round, these feet weren't meant to
This is Boris Karloff speaking. I'm here with a story for you from the files of the Reader's Digest. The man on the operating table was suffering from a tumor on the brain. Swiftly, the surgeon and newly graduated intern went to work. A few hours later, the patient died.
The Morning Stream. Strong enough for a man, but made for Brian Ibbett.
All right, I'm officially going to go get all the music those guys make because I love, I love freaking bluegrass, anything. So yeah. I'm in.
I guess that is more bluegrassy than country. That was kind of like a...
Them up too, and they are, let's see, the Banksters, right? Banksters?
Mm-hmm. Banksters. Mm-hmm.
They are... Homepage of the Banksters, an Americana bluegrass group from Carbondale, Illinois. Bluegrass, Americana, and roots is what they refer to their style as. And I love that sound, so I am in on that. That's great. And I don't even like that song very much because my daughter played it incessantly for a while.
I believe it.
I really like that cover. That was good.
And I clearly heard her say, "You're going to miss me by my taco."
Yeah, you're going to miss me by my taco. Totally. Because, you know, she works at a taco stand. And
sure. There's nothing wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Totally
shame on people for what they were
thinking. Yeah, what were you guys thinking? Jeez. Right, exactly. All right, good. Time for us to have a little fun.
Oh, good. What have we been doing?
Well, I was going to make it call now, which would have sounded like
call now.
But we're not because Skype's being weird and won't let me accept calls.
Yeah, we had those problems on Monday when Daryl wasn't able to do Trek Nerd. So I think that's probably a safe plan.
Seems like a safe plan. So instead, we're going to play a little game called, what are we going to call this? Let's call it...
Email now.
Metal Men.
Metal Men. Looks like they're our reception committee.
That's right. So here we are. We're the Metal Men. Okay. And we're going to answer your emails. And those emails begin a little something... Like this.
Brought to you by.
Emails brought to you by.
By Tech Ease, the podcast about simplifying our lives one gadget at a time. Find us on iTunes. That's Tech, T-E-C-H, Ease, E-A-S-E, Tech Ease.
Also, our friends at Squarespace.com, where you can use the code MORNING at checkout for 10% off your next blog, website, portfolio, online store, and more. Get a free trial today at Squarespace.com. And if you like what you're using, and I think you will, use that code MORNING at checkout, 10% off your account. We love those guys. You'll love them too. That's squarespace.com. Emails. All right. Yeah. We got a long list of them, so we're going to tear through these. Yeah. By the way, later today, partially due to your support, or entirely due to your support at patreon.com/TMS, and being one of our patrons, you are going to get a TMS PM episode today, and it will be a little longer than usual because we're making up for last week when things got weird. My daughter got engaged.
Supersized is basically what we're calling it.
That's right.
A supersized TMSPM.
Indeed. Ken wrote in, says, pre-chewing your food, talking about me and the Alicia Silverstone comment that I think that's weird. And I still stand by it. I think it's weird. Human beings don't need to do this.
Yeah, no.
Animal kingdom, I get it, but whatever. He wrote in and says, pre-chewing food for young is or pre-mastication is what it's called, is practiced by many animal species, including many non-Western human cultures. These are health benefits and deep spiritual bond with pre-mastication as the immunities of the elder generation is passed down to the next. That was written weird, but I think I know what he means.
Sure.
The longer the chain and the older the pre-masticator, the stronger the spiritual link. Personally, I've experienced a powerful connection to my ancestry when my aged grandmother pre-masticated sweet potatoes into my waiting lips. Bro! You'd think I wouldn't be so genetically...
This turned me into a chronic pre-masticator.
You'd think I wouldn't be so genetically disposed to be horrified by this if it was normal for me to do it. You know what I mean? In the ancient Egyptian elder Eber's medical papyrus, you can clearly see a mother pre-masticating to her child. These enlightened peoples brought the healing power of the pyramids to humanity, which is why I always sleep with my copper pyramid helmet.
We've had an email from this guy before he mentions the copper pyramid helmet. I love it.
Yeah. How well does it work? Let's just say I bought 7 bingo cards last week and almost half of them were winners. Ken. Nice. You know what, Ken? You can write anytime, dude.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I can't do it. It's just, I can't. Yeah, I can't do it. And nobody else, by the way, no defenders. No real defenders, I mean.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Yet, anyway. So we'll see. Salad bars. There's a little note about salad bars. You know how opposed to those I am.
Yes, yes.
John Kobe says, Scott is worried about some kid putting his hands in the food at salad bars. Yeah, I am. But the bigger issue is the hundreds and hundreds of people who have used the spoons and tongs before you did. You are much more likely to get ill from the germs on those utensils than some random kid. Love the show, though, John.
I didn't even think about that, but yeah, totally true.
Got another email from somebody I didn't put in here, I don't think. Yeah, I don't see where it is. He worked at a restaurant where one of their main attractions was a really big, voluptuous salad bar thing. Mm-hmm. And they shut the whole thing down because they just could not stop from having complaints of people getting sick. And they couldn't really control it because, you know, you can only clean that thing so much and keep it fresh. But enough people with enough infected hands touch stuff, you're just going to get it.
Yeah.
But people would blame that place and say, I got food poisoning at your restaurant. And they finally just shut it down. They shut down the salad bar. They kept the restaurant, just got rid of the, you know, the bar part.
Yikes.
Hello, Itchy and Scratchy, says Nathaniel K. from Staten Island, New York. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. I've been listening to TMS for the past year and wanted to let you both know how much your show has become an important part of my day, either while working at home or during my long commute to the office. I discovered TMS through the This Week in Trek podcast. Wow.
Oh, well, that's an interesting way to come to us. Well, cool. Thank you.
It's a reverse.
And thanks, Daryl.
When I learned that co-host Daryl was the Trek nerd, you try to stump on a daily basis. I started listening to TMS and I've been hooked ever since. Over months of dedicated listening, to my great surprise, I've discovered how much I have in common with Scott in particular. We were both on both born on July 17th, 1969. Woohoo! That was my birthday. So it was his.
Uh-huh. Yep. Happy birthday, Nathaniel.
We both have adopted Korean relatives. Says my brother-in-law was adopted in the early 70s to a Scandinavian family. Both have artistic children. My son Noah loves to draw, and we both own dim-witted Shih Tzus. How was that for...
Dim-witted Ditzus.
How's that for coincidence? And like Tad Pooler Cleo, who does your weekly recaps, I also have... She's not here today, though. I found out she emailed me earlier in the week. She probably emailed me, too. Or she emailed us both, I think.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in the tadpole in a few days, so she had everything's
some,
okay.
Something going on, I forgot. Something with the travel, something. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
It came up last minute. Also, I have a disabled daughter named Eden. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I know. Weird. I couldn't ask for more reasons to be a TMS fan and part of the Frog Pants family. Keep up the great work, and congratulations to Scott and his daughter's upcoming nuptials. Love the fro, yo, Joe. Best regards, Nathaniel K. from Staten Island, New York. It's awesome. What a cool email. I like that we have that much in common.
Yeah.
May you also have diverticulitis next year. No. You don't want it. I don't want to wish this on anyone. Nobody should have it.
Horrible.
I know. Extra holes in your colon. That's for nobody.
Nobody, yes.
Johnny C. wrote in. Says, Scott, I'm actually a heavy reader. Or I'm not a heavy reader, sorry. But I am with you on the Old Man's War series, which I'm reading right now. It's fan-freaking-tastic. The fourth book is called Zoe's War and actually named my daughter after it. She just turned 3 years old. Hearing you talk about your daughter's daughter getting married is scaring the crap out of me. Love the show, Johnny C. Yeah, it comes quick, dude.
Not nearly as much as it's scaring Scott.
Yeah. I mean, Taylor, here's my memory. Taylor was born. Kurt Cobain shot himself. The Matrix came out. She's getting engaged. That's my memory.
She pooped up her back.
Yeah, she pooped up her back at a Ultimate Electronics.
Yes.
And I had to figure out how to still talk to the TV guy while ignoring that my daughter had pooped up her back. Those were good times.
Uh-huh.
Good times. Hello, Shock, Top, and Bush.
Hmm.
Who's Top?
Shock Top is a... both Shock beers. Top. Yeah, Shock Top is a... it's a beer that you put a slice of orange in. It's really good, actually.
Oh, all right.
Again, not a beer drinker, but I do, if it's an ice cold Shock Top with an orange slice, I might do it.
You're down with that? Okay.
I'm down with that.
Delaware man's powers, besides the ability to do nothing, which is what you said, can be avoid paying sales tax. Since Delawareans don't pay sales tax. Thanks for being great. Yeah.
Very cool.
There you go. We were wondering what they do over there, and that's, I guess they don't pay sales tax at all.
You know, a smart man would go through and look at each state and figure out something about each state and have a list of these at the ready so that anytime we get a...
Oh, that'd be great.
Rhode Island man, I'd be able to pull out. I think it's, you know what? It's probably better when I try and come up with this crap off the cuff.
I kind of agree. Yeah. If it's all written down, then who wins? Exactly. No one wins. Everyone loses.
West Washington, West Seattle man.
TMS, let's see, Rishi B is the name, and he says, TMS number 78, engaged Indian man from Michigan fan. All right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Why not? Hello, dudes, says Tobias. Tobias.
Hey, Tobias, probably.
It's TH,
probably,
right?
Like Thomas, where you don't pronounce the H. Oh, okay. So Tobias.
That could be. I like Tobias better.
Tobias.
Hello, dudes.
From the planet Thobian.
He's a Thobian from Thobatron. Hello, dudes. Thought I'd share a spider story since it came up on yesterday's TMS and today, really. My aunt lives in Tanzania. Does he mean Tanzania. Tasmania?
No, Tanzania.
Okay, where's that?
Tanzania?
Africa?
Tanzania.
It sounds made up.
South Africa, I think?
Tanzania.
Tanzania. What am I saying?
Tanzania.
You're screwing me up with your pronunciation. Tanzania. The hell?
Yeah, now that I know. But that's pretty funny that you were
East Africa. Now you had me like, Tanzania. Sure, Tanzania. Sure. Yeah, right. Tanzania.
Oh, that's hilarious. One day she was sunbathing in her yard. Hey, good news. Tanzanians have yards. She fell asleep and woke up with a hand.
Oh, we're done. We're done.
I know. Woke up with a hand-sized spider on her chest. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Since it was a spider that can kill with one bite, she played it cool and stayed calm. I sat with her. It sat on her chest for 5 minutes before finally walking off on its own. No harm done. Or that's what she thought. Oh, it gets worse. Ugh, I don't want to read the rest. A few days later, a big infected area started developing in the spot on her chest that the spider had been sitting on. She didn't get ill, but she didn't get ill, and after 3 days, the infected area turned into a scab. Just as she thinks it's all over, the scab falls off. Out comes thousands of mini spiders!
Oh, my God.
A spider hadn't bit her, but it laid her eggs under her skin. They don't get as much friends visiting after sharing that story with us. Break a bow, yo, Tobias or Tobias.
That is like the horror story to end all horror stories.
Oh, can you imagine, dude? And those little spiders have the capability of they have the innate ability to become as big as its mother.
Right.
Holy shite. That's really the worst story I've ever heard.
Arjun here says fake.
He thinks it's fake. That's what he's saying. I don't know. I can only.
I take
Tobias seriously. Why would he lie to us?
Yeah.
It's his aunt in Tanzania or Tanzania. Tanzania. You know, that sounds like a tanning booth place in a strip mall. Tanzania.
I can see why, you know, you were looking at it and seeing Tasmania and that. Yeah. And then that all of a sudden got me on the kick. No, it's Tanzania.
Well, I still give you credit. I think you were right to go the way you were going, but it's kind of a hoot that you were correcting. If we were talking just phonetics, you were on the right track.
No, and I did have the right continent too. It's East Africa, South Africa.
You got it. You did all right.
Tanzania.
All right. If you got pictures of this lady scab, that would help us. That'd be great. Let us know.
No, I don't think.
Okay. You don't want to see that?
Yeah. Right. I don't think we want to see that.
High shave and burn. Our final email. Sort of cavalcade of emails today. This is from Brian in Denver. Oh, Denver.
Yeah. Hello, Brian. I'm waving at you right now.
A couple of Brians are in Denver. Hey, Shave and Burn. He says, I thought I'd just comment on a slip in Wednesday's show that went past with no correction. This is on you then. All right. Your job is to correct.
Because I'm the ombudsman of TMS. Yes. That's my deal, right?
I love that word. I love ombudsman. I love that.
Ombudsman. Yeah. Where was I when Tanzania was being thrown about?
Yeah, what the hell? Around the 40-minute mark, you were discussing hemp oil. Scott made some comment about it having a lot of HTC.
Oh, did you say HTC?
Yeah. I think the letters you're looking for are THC. Somehow I don't think a phone will help the seizure problem. Slurp the Joe, bro. Brian in Denver.
That's really funny. I don't even remember you saying that.
Yeah. I must have. It is easy for me to say those wrong because HTC is more common in my head than THC. So it's like, you got a little HTC in your pot. That's like saying, you got a good Android phone in there? Duh. So there you go. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for your emails. If you'd like to have your emails read on this show, you can send them to themorningstream at Clio@gmail.com. That's themorningstream@gmail.com. All right. Okay. Sweet. No Clio.
By the
She's
way,
gone. Yeah.
I should probably promote this cool thing that Iceworm is doing for us. So he put together, so we did, you know, a few months ago, we did the Oscar pool, the TMS Oscar pool.
Yeah.
And when we started doing the Emmy nominations earlier this week, Iceworm said, hey, you know, we should do an Emmy pool as well and see if people want to do that one. So we are going to do an Emmy pool. There will be a prize. I don't know what the prize is going to be yet, but we will do a prize. The form you want to go to is tiny.cc/TMS Emmys or TM Semis, whatever.
TM, TM Semis. I like it.
TM Semis. Yep. TMS Emmys.
USA Gent. And, yeah.
Exactly. anyway, go there and cast your picks,
cast your picks. By the way, Emmy Poole was my great high school crush. I never did ask her out on that date, though.
It was really a girl named Emmy Poole.
I knew a girl named Emmy Poole, Poole.
Wow.
I had a big crush on Emmy.
Aww.
Yeah, it's funny that you keep saying this and it keeps coming up and bringing up these memories.
Emmy Poole.
Taking you to prom. I really wanted to hold your hand.
So make your picks in there, and after the Emmys, we'll see who got the most right. And we're all in the same. So TMS hosts and Tadpool all in the same pool, so to speak. So we're all competing against each other. So,
I like it. I like it.
Yep. But we can't win the prize, obviously.
No. TMS PM starting a half hour early tonight. Just by way of announcement, we'll start at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 4 p.m. Pacific. 6 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Mountain, which is really the only time zone you need to pay attention to. All others bow to it and worship at its feet. We'll be here 5 o'clock, and we're going to go a little longer than normal because we want to make a little up for last time that we missed.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, everyone agrees it was a reasonable thing to miss for, but still.
Yeah, yeah.
We like to give back. So be here for that. Once again, Patreon.
And saying, yeah. And we told people it's at 5 instead of 5:30,
yeah,
right?
5 o'clock instead of 5:30.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And patreon.com/TMS is why we're doing it. So go there and support us and see why so many have given and so many more are needed to unlock new cool stuff and help us do more of the things we love for you guys. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. Email us themorningstream@gmail.com and on Twitter. Follow Brian at Coverville. Follow me at Scott Johnson, and follow the show at Morning Stream. If you want to follow Twitter, I think that's just at Twitter, but sure, why would you do
Twitter,
that?
Twitter.com/Twitter yeah. is how you'd follow Twitter.
That's really weird. That's it. We're going to take our leave. Do you have music?
I do have music. All right. So you and I and a lot of the Frog Pants hosts got these really wicked cool flasks, these leather-coated flasks that Joe Gates produced.
Yeah.
Well, he says, hello, TMS All-Stars. This is the Flask Guy from Nerdtacular. July 17th is my final official day as a member of the U.S. Army. July 18th is my birthday. So today's his last day in the Army. Tomorrow is his birthday. My age will be a very well-known geek number.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. I think I have an idea.
1930. I probably all have a good guess.
Yeah.
Thanks to events and Nerdtacular, I've decided to start my own business. This is an exciting time with a future full of uncertainties. The support I'm receiving from the Frog Pants producers and community are making it easier to actually take that step. I have much more to say, but this is a song request. So I'm looking for an inspirational song about taking chances. And he requests a cover of Anything Is Possible from Journey's newest album. I don't have a cover of that. If not, another similar type of song would be great. Watch Where You Drive, Yo, Joe from El Paso.
Yeah.
So had a couple thoughts here when I was putting together songs. While You See a Chance, Take It by Steve Winwood, or Opportunities by Pet Shop Boys, or Career Opportunities, for that matter, by The Clash. Decided to go with a cover of Take a Chance, and it's a song by ABBA, Take a Chance on Me, actually. But not just any cover of Take a Chance on Me. This is by a group called The Black. They're from Sweden, so they go by The Black Sweden. From their 2000 album Gold, this is Take a Chance on Me, mixed in with a little Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Ooh.
So it's Metallica-ba.
I like a nice mashup.
Yes, and that's what you're about to get. So going out to Joseph Gates, who's taking a chance, that's going to succeed. I just know it. It is Take a Chance on Me /Enter Sandman by The Black Sweden.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys tonight at 5 o'clock. Be here. And thanks again, everybody. Hope everyone's having a wonderful time. Hope Wendy's having a safe trip back home. Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, everybody who participated today. We'll see you guys tonight.
There's different flavors that you can get.